You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
14 minutes past four, and I've delayed it as much as I possibly can, so we may as well do this. Hello, Jeff.
Putting off for a while since the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, you play cool songs, which there's nothing cooler than a saxonette song.
I thought if I kind of sat you long enough ignoring you, you'd go away, but you didn't.
I got staying power, boy.
And here you are, so we may as well do this thing called Life, Love, and Porcupine Pie.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk about the great art of decision-making.
Yeah. Yeah, because we've messed up a lot, haven't we, in our lives?
Who's we, Paleface?
you too, Tonto. We do. And we make it from kids. And how many mistakes have you made in your life? We've all made terrible mistakes. And I wish I'd read this stuff.
Rest my case. Yeah, you sit.
I mean, yeah, you are. Yes. Yeah, that was my parents falling on me. So, I wanted to talk about decision-making because I think we do it every day. I mean, decision-making is one of the most crucial skills in life, and it's in business and relationships. So I'm going to focus a bit on general life and relationships today on decision-making. So we make countless decisions every day, little choices. And you always say that your life is a combination of all the choices you've made in life. Because you make a choice, you go down one road. You make another choice, you go down another road. And sometimes we don't quite think about it. So I thought it might be nice today to just ponder a little bit. And if you get one thing out of this session today or this podcast today is to just maybe just chill when you're making these decisions, and maybe you pick up something that, well, damn, you know, I should have done that last time I made a decision. I was too hectic, or I was too emotional, or I was too analytical about it. So I want to talk about that today. Okay. So how do we ensure that we constantly make great decisions? Now, nothing's perfect and it won't ever be, but we're trying consistency, and we want to try and make these good decisions in life so we don't get ana, because we're trying to stay away from pain. That's what it's all about. So understand the power of your choices is the first thing. You've got to understand that whatever choice you make, you're going to run with it. You're going down that path, so you've got to go with and take whatever comes with that. And every decision carries weight. Even small choices accumulate to a definition in our life, where we're going to go. The key is to approach decision-making with awareness. There's the key. The key opens the door. The key is called awareness, and you have to ask yourself the following questions. What are the short and long-term consequences of this decision I'm making? Now, I've made some terrible decisions in my life, especially in relationships and marriages and stuff like that. You just do it too quickly. You think you're doing the right thing, and bang. So what are the short-term and long-term consequences? Yeah, so a divorce, as you know, is a long-term consequence of not a great decision, I think. And it can cost you emotion, it can cost you money, it can cost you all kinds of stuff. Does it align? Does this decision align with my values and my goals? Am I making this decision out of fear or habit or a genuine desire for growth? Now, there's a word that's going to come up during this as well, because this is it culminates into growth and growth as a person. You've got to look at your balance. You've got to balance emotion and logic. Now, great decisions require both heart and mind. But emotions provide insight but can be impulsive. And logic brings clarity but can be cold and detached. So what you actually need, another key or a secret, is emotional intelligence. And you use your emotions as data while applying rational thinking. And sometimes easier said than done when you're in a hyped state of making a quick decision, or you have to make a quick decision. You have to seek perspective. No one has all the answers. So great decision makers consult experts and mentors or friends. But remember, when you're doing this, too many opinions in your life can lead to analysis paralysis. It can stop you making that decision. And that final decision must be yours. And it's based on your unique situation. Everybody's got a different situation. It must be your decision. So consider the worst case and the best case scenarios. There's a powerful strategy that's called the 80-year-old perspective. Now, you're getting close to that, Richard. 80-year-old perspective. You'll know about this. Imagine yourself at 80, and looking back, turning around, looking at, will this decision matter? Okay, if you will regret playing it, will you regret playing it safe or taking the risk? Is this mindset, does it remove unnecessary fear or put things into perspective? So the 80-year-old perspective, you're 80 years old, you look back, has it made a difference in my life? That decision I'm going to make. And sometimes, you know, things like marriage and leaving a country and kids going overseas and all of these things do make a huge difference in your life as well. Act with confidence, but stay adaptable is another nice little gem there, because once you decide, you have to commit. So doubt drains the energy. So once you've made the decision, you stick by it and you go for it. Okay? You can always change it. So be flexible enough to adjust if new information emerges or new things happen. The best leaders and thinkers refine their decisions over time. Okay, as well. So learn from past decisions or past mistakes. It's also a good thing. Reflect on your best and worst decisions. You know, patterns will emerge. When are you making these decisions? Are you under emotional stress when you make them? Are you tired? Are you bored? Have you just come through some kind of major issue in your life and you make it? What worked for you before? And what has led to making poor decisions? Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's the kids pressurizing you to do something or people pressurizing you to do something. And look at how you can improve your decision-making process. So great decision is not always about being right as well. It's about making the best possible choice with the information you have at hand. And learning from those results, of course. And when you embrace this, decision making becomes empowering, and it gets you somewhere rather than overwhelming, and it's part of life. It's part of life. We've made some. If you look back, anybody I'm listening to now, if you look back, you've made some horrendous decisions because you haven't used the rules, and that's normal. That's quite normal. That we all suffer from this as well. So, in relationships, what are the keys to great relationship decision making as well? Relationships are built on choices we make, or who we love, or how we communicate is a big one. How we communicate, that choice to shout and scream, that choice to not fix the argument before you go to bed, when to compromise, when to walk away. Every decision shapes the depth, the strength, and the longevity of that relationship and those connections. So the key to successful relationship is not avoiding mistakes, but learning to make better decisions together. That's the key. Not better decisions apart, better decisions together. So choose with clarity and not just chemistry. Okay, love is very powerful. Some of you on Friday will find that out on the 14th. If you haven't got a gift or anything, love is extremely powerful. And it can be a clap on the side of the head. So, David, you better get something, eh? By attraction can fade, but deep connection lasts when choices are made with clarity. So ask yourself, do we share core values and life goals? Okay. Do I feel emotionally safe with this person? Can I talk to this person without getting into trouble? Am I choosing out of love or out of loneliness? Okay, there you go. Great relationships begin with great choices, and the great choices require both heart and wisdom. And sometimes in emotion, the wisdom flies out the window. That's a problem. Learn to differentiate between feelings and facts. Also, very important, emotions can be very misleading. Feeling hurt doesn't always mean someone intended to hurt you. But feeling unappreciated doesn't mean you're unloved either. It may mean you need to communicate better. And communication, once again, is the key there as well. Communication is the foundation for every decision. You know, talk to people, make decisions, get understanding. I was speaking to a friend today, and he was talking about a friend of his that is the CEO of a major, major retail organization. And I said to him, what's the difference between this guy and every ordinary guy? Because he's a top guy. And he says he treats everybody differently and his communication is unbelievable. And once a month he has clients of this retail organization come for a cocktail party. Not the managers, not the supervisors of the stores or anything like that. actual customers like you and me. And they all come and he said, right, what are we doing wrong? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? And it's all about communications, about learning. And we should do that in our relationships as well. What can I do better for you? What am I doing wrong? What can we make it better? There should be that conversation. Maybe more than once a month, I think, is a good thing. So seek clarity instead of jumping into conclusions. Express your needs openly and honestly. And I think that's very good. It's also not what you say, it's how you say it that can cause the hurt. So just be careful and listen as well. Not just to reply, but to actually understand what your partner is saying. So many relationship problems aren't about wrong people, but about wrong communication patterns. Okay, so know when to hold on and know when to let go. In this relationship, bringing out my best self, or is it draining me? Is it bringing the best of me, or is it draining me? Is it killing me? Are we both committed to growth and mutual respect? Am I staying out of love, or am I staying out of fear? Okay, so holding on when something isn't working can be just as damaging as leaving too soon, but make a good decision doesn't mean making it quickly. So great decision making means recognizing whether to fix or to finish a relationship as well. So don't let ego get to your decisions as well. Don't be silly. Apologize when you need to, and don't be stubborn. And are you holding on to resentment instead of choosing forgiveness? That is another thing. Do not hold on to resentment because it causes pain. And if you're going to do that, you're going to continue to cause pain to the person and yourself. And once you forgive, you release yourself as well as the other person, but mainly you. Okay, and is your ego stopping you from making a decision that could strengthen your bond? So sometimes the best decision is the one that requires humility as well. So think long term, not just in the moment. Will this choice build or break trust? And great relationships are built on consistent, thoughtful choices over time, not just emotions at the moment. So, when love is guided by wisdom, self-awareness, and communication, it actually flourishes as well. Okay, so that's on the relationship side. And then, making difficult decisions in relationships, you know, use the same things, just step back a little bit, breathe, find the right place to say it. And what you say again, do it. Just be careful of your delivery of what you want to say, because sometimes we say things in conflict and it's a bit hectic on the other person if they can't handle it. Depending on their social style, if they're amiable type of people, they don't really take it that well. And you might think you're getting your thing across, but you're actually not. So acknowledge the difficulty without avoiding it, because if you avoid saying something difficult, it will come back and bite you. It's still a decision. If you decide not to say something, it's still a decision. You've made a decision not to say anything. Okay. So what am I afraid of? What's the cost of doing nothing? And if nothing changes, how would I feel in a year? Okay. That's all. And you can also go and speak to people as well. And then, Richard, something I wanted to say at the end of the whole thing is making very difficult decisions in life. We come across major life decisions sometimes, changing jobs, moving home, getting divorced, a new car, a new house, big things, going overseas, all of these things. And the hardest decisions aren't just about choosing between right and wrong, but between certainty and uncertainty. Comfort and growth, and fear and courage. So those are. So here's how to approach difficult situations with confidence and clarity, which is what we want, right? Except that no decision is perfect. You're never going to get it right 100%, okay? It's fine. Growth comes from making the best decision with the information you have. We've said it before. Perfection isn't the goal. Progress is the goal. Create your space for clarity. Take a step back. Remove yourself. Put yourself in a nice, warm environment. A calm mind make better decisions and better choices as well. A calm mind is important. Logic and emotion, absolutely important. Your heart and your mind disagree. Well, you know what? It's going to happen. So take a step back. Let them talk to each other. Balance reason with intuition. So your gut feel will normally lead you on a good path as well. And the future test, the future self-test, which is the ATL test or whatever, imagine yourself in 5 to 10 years from now looking back on this decision and saying, will I be proud of this choice? Will I regret not taking action? Or what advice would my future self give me now that you've seen, you've looked back? What advice would you give me seeing this in the and consider the worst case and the best case scenarios as well. Yeah, and once you've made the decision, commit. Don't second guess yourself. Accept that uncertainty is absolutely normal and trust that you will adapt and grow no matter what the outcome. And you really, really need to take the leap. Difficult decisions define our lives. The key isn't avoiding those decisions. It's learning to make them with courage, wisdom, and trusting yourself as a person when you make these decisions. So good luck to everybody making decisions. I hope that helps a little bit in giving you some guidance on how to make those decisions.
Yeah, I think those are the big decisions. I also think that we make smaller decisions every day that, you know, you get up in the morning and your day starts with you making a decision to, am I going to have coffee, not make coffee? Am I going to, what am I going to wear? What am I, you know? And these are decisions very often, and I'm using mundane examples, very often that are based on habit. Mm. And sometimes those decisions in our daily lives are not the best decisions. But we make them because we're conditioned to do it because of habit. So sometimes in improving on those decisions, the question of breaking the habit, breaking that cycle.
Yeah.
So let's say, for argument's sake, it is something that a way you choose to react to somebody. Your decision to do that is based on your conditioning.
Yeah.
So if you're going to react to somebody in a snappy way because that's what the situation deserves, but a less snappy way could have got a better outcome.
The consequences of that.
The thing about that decision that you make has to be conscious to recondition or reprogram the mind not to be snappy.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Sure, because it's causing pain somewhere and it's going to put,
yes,
it's going to
and
cause
the outcome,
you pain.
And the outcome is not the greatest, or it may be the greatest, you don't know. But the point is that you're making that instinctively. So if you're going to make better decisions, the smaller decisions throughout a day or throughout a week or whatever the case may be, one has to look at the conditioning. And it's about how you condition your mind over time to improve that particular response to that particular set of stimuli and that information that you have at hand.
Sure.
And so sometimes a leopard can't really change its spots, but a leopard can change its behavior. The spots are always going to be there. You're always going to be somebody who is, irritable by nature. But you can change the way you allow that to impact on decision-making.
Well, it's all about awareness, isn't it? It's about awareness.
Yeah, and I think so.
Your habit thing is very crucial to this thing. Because I'm dealing with something at the office at the moment. And there's somebody there that is in a habit of performing in a certain way, and it's causing pain and hurt.
Mm.
Okay, and there's a decision need to be made by that person to change the way he's doing things, right? And it's not easy, but it's causing a lot of pain, and it's going to have to be a decision made.
But is that decision, the decision to change, is possibly the easiest part of it?
Yes,
because that you can say, look, I'm going to change, and that's what I've decided to do. The process of getting to the point where you actually change is what follows the decision. So sometimes the decision comes before the behavior, and sometimes the decision will come after the behavior.
Yeah.
Okay, and so one has to then recondition the mind in the post-decision scenario and say, my decision is to change the way I react to so-and-so.
Correct.
But instinctively, the way you react to so-and-so is, the way you're going to react.
Exactly.
And it takes tremendous effort.
Yeah,
so let's use smoking as an example. I decide to smoke, okay?
Mm.
So I smoke. I decide not to smoke. Now there's a whole lot that has to happen in order to make that decision stick.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. And a lot of those are instinctive in a day, And those are the ones that are sometimes more damaging than the big decision about am I going to stay or am I going to go.
Yeah, yeah. I just think as well. What some of the big decisions are with relationships and who you have in your life and who you stick with in your life and who you go with. And I think young people kind of don't look back at that. Or look forward at that as an important decision. You know, it all feels good now and let's do it. You know what I mean? And it causes chaos and there are kids involved and there's so just be careful. And absolutely, I agree with you. The habits, I understand that completely. I mean, that does make huge sense to me because you do stuff on the fly without thinking.
What I'm saying is there are those big decisions in somebody's life that you need to give critical thought.
Yeah.
Am I going to get married? Am I not going to get married? Are we going to have children? Am I going to change my job? Those are essentially decisions that you're not going to be making on an ongoing basis. You're going to make it, and you're going to follow through. Mm-hmm. The decision making that I'm talking about is happening every 15 minutes.
Right, I'm with you.
And it's happening about how you respond to somebody who cut you off in the road. It's responding to, you know, a lady fell down in front of me in the supermarket. What am I going to do? And you've got to make those decisions based on your own conditioning. And if you want to make better decisions at that level, so if you are somebody who is an aggressive driver, for argument's sake, and you make the decision, I'm not going to be that person. There comes a behavior change, a reconditioning of the mind of the so that the behavior changes in order to make sure that that decision is a valid decision.
But that's a beautiful thing because that means growth.
Yes,
personal
absolutely.
Growth.
Absolutely.
And that's what decision making is all about, not to hurt you, but it's to let you grow as a person, you know.
But understand that there is that.
Yeah.
That is there is that behavior change, whereas if you're deciding to take a new job or not take a new job, I don't know whether that involves the same level. Or it's going to require soul searching, but it does not going to require the same level of soul searching and dedication that's required. I'm going to be a less aggressive driver.
Yeah, well, that's a different decision because it comes with a certain set of information and it makes sense or doesn't make sense, right? That driver thing is a habit and it's in you and it's in your DNA. It's a very big, as you said, the decision's easy. But implementing it is very difficult.
Different thing. So the big decisions are sometimes easier than actually the behavioral decisions or the decisions about a system that you're going to use at work or something that's more tangible.
Correct.
Because those big decisions, you're going to make them 10, 20 times in your life.
Yeah.
The other ones, you're going to have to make them on a daily basis every day.
Yeah. And some of the decisions you make are going to hurt people. You know,
yes.
And you've got to understand that and you've got to look at yourself and say, is it going to hurt me and is it going to hurt somebody and what are the consequences will be of that and am I going to be okay or am I doing it for someone else? A lot of people make decisions for other people and get hurt by doing that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore.
But again, that's a behavior change.
Correct.
Your instinct is to make that decision for somebody else and then you realize that but some of us just move on. Okay, they're feeling that way about it. That's their problem. But maybe it's a little bit of introspective thought and readjusting the way that we do things. And not everything. Some people never, you know. Some people are going to be quite happy to be, you know, angry when someone cuts them off at the road. But that's fine. But that's a decision that they've made.
Sure.
But if they want to change a behavior, that takes a lot more work. Maybe somebody is a walkover in the traffic and as a result ends up at the back of the queue and they decide, I'm going to be more aggressive. That's going against their nature. Now they've got to work on themselves in order to put themselves in a position where that decision can be validated.
Well, also, and the consequences of that decision that you make also comes at you. And if it's not in your DNA to be an aggressive person and you decide, I've had enough, I'm going to secondary backup now, I'm going to be aggressive, there consequences that come with that,
yes.
And are you prepared to receive those consequences?
You need to understand that, but those are things about smaller decisions on a daily basis that are probably as impactful, if not more, than the massive decision to be by us A or by us B.
A lot of decisions come from you know, discipline as well. I was thinking weight loss is a decision, right? Going to gym in the beginning of the year is a decision, but hanging in there, making those decisions every single day is all about discipline. So once again, don't make decisions when you're when you too much, if you can help it, when you're not on the fly, when you're running and you're hectic and there's so much clutter in your head and you start making decisions, you can make mistakes while making decisions. Yeah. So sometimes try and step back if you can. Sometimes you can't step back, and sometimes you have to make those decisions, right?
That's what I'm saying about those smaller ones.
Yeah.
There's not enough time sometimes to step back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Correct.
You can't be in the traffic with an aggressive driver cutting you off and sit back and think to yourself, well, how am I going to deal with this? You're going to deal with it instinctively. And your instinctive, if your instinctive response is not serving you, you have to make a decision to change that, which requires a behavioral change.
Yeah, I can just imagine you in the traffic. Let me sleep on it. I'm
very relaxed in traffic. Believe it or not, I'm very, very cool, very relaxed. Okay. I've decided that.
Okay, good.
That, you know, if it's more important for that person to be in front of me, well, then let them be in front of me. It doesn't really worry me.
So you've matured. This is good.
Well, I've always been like that in traffic.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Richard. All right.
Okay, go home now.
Okay, bye.
Okay, because now I've had enough talking
to
you.
No,
we've got other things to do.
Yeah, I know. You've been very good, actually, today. I mean, very good. Excellent.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, and drive safely. Make those decisions well, and look after yourselves, and we'll see you very shortly.
There's some good decisions, and there's some bad decisions, Jeff.
Yeah.
Those shorts, not a good decision.
No, it was very nice.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.